Erskine rose from his seat and, going over to a tall inlaid cabinet that stood between the two windows, unlocked it and came back to where I was sitting, holding in his hand a small panel picture set in an old and somewhat tarnished Elizabethan frame. It was a full-length portrait of a young man in late 16th century costume, standing by a table with his right hand resting on an open book. He seemed about 17 years of age and was of quite extraordinary personal beauty, though evidently somewhat effeminate. Indeed, had it not been for the dress and the closely cropped hair, one would have said that the face with its dreamy, wistful eyes and its delicate scarlet lips was the face of a girl. In manner, and especially in the treatment of the hands, the picture was reminded of François Clouet's later work. The black velvet doublet with its fantastically gilded points and the peacock blue background against which it showed up so pleasantly and from which it gained such luminous value of color were quite in Clouet's style. And the two masks of tragedy and comedy that somewhat hung formally from the marble pedestal had that hard severity of touch, so different from the facile grace of the Italians, which even at the court of France the great Flemish master never completely lost, and which in itself has always been a characteristic of the northern temper. "It is a charming thing," I cried, "but who is this wonderful young man whose beauty art has so happily preserved for us?" "This is the portrait of Mr. W. H.